The GOP would have needed to win two-thirds majorities in each chamber of the state legislature in order to gain the power to override the governor's vetoes. While they achieved the 22-seat supermajority in the state Senate, they fell short in the assembly. Still, Republicans will maintain strong majorities in both chambers. According to University of Wisconsin-La Crosse political science professor Anthony Chergosky, that means the next few years will look a lot like the last 4 years for Democrats.
Democrats are preserving their ability to play defense. They have done nothing when it comes to their ability to play offense.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who won re-election, has vetoed more than 120 bills from the Republican-led legislature since January of 2021. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.